I'm Joseph Plunta.
I'm Jackie Pierre.
And we're Two Peas in a Podcast at thecommentary.ca for Monday, the 13th of November, 2017. Good morning.
Good morning. So, today is our 60th episode.
Yeah.
Exciting. So we switched up the intro a bit. I don't know if anyone's going to notice that, but...
But we noticed it because we had to do it three times.
We did notice it. We had some difficulties there.
I had to do it three times because I'm not used to saying that at the top, and I screwed it up.
See, and now you don't take for granted how hard my job is.
Well, you'll have
that part alone.
You'll have to close the show then because I don't want to...
That I can do.
Ruin that part, you know?
Yeah. As long as I can, yeah, we can always do another take if we need to.
Sure. But yeah, for people listening to us, we don't usually, I mean, over the 60 shows, for 59 shows, I guess, we've always done it in one shot.
We have.
I can't think of anything or any time where we've actually cut. I mean, I probably paused because my phone rang in the middle and then I had to go shut it off or something. But
right.
In terms of our discussion, we've never had to stop
cut
and,
it out.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Or cut anything out, no. So,
no, that's quite commendable in 60 episodes.
That's right, yeah. Well, we'll wait till the next 60. We'll be, you know, editing and...
All of them.
Yeah.
Just editing.
Yeah, so we alluded, I don't know if it was last week or previous weeks. Well, I guess since the Spacey story broke, that
yeah.
Louis C.K. was going to be the next guy to fall. And sure enough, he was, I can't remember what day that was. Yeah, this past week, yeah.
Yeah.
So if we knew about, say, the rumors... There are two things that I've been thinking about since all of this happened. And it is one, why he didn't address this sooner.
Mm-hmm.
And two, why didn't we, just everybody, the audience, the media, everybody, why didn't we believe the stories? And in doing so, continue to watch his shows. I mean, I remember
yeah.
when we talked about, I went to go see him live about less than a year ago.
Yeah, me as well.
Him making the money that he's made.
You know, it's just so weird. I mean, the stuff that he did in itself is just gross, right?
Mm-hmm.
So completely indecent and wrong. The part that just was mind-blowing to me was him admitting that all of these stories are true. I mean, not that that's mind-blowing. It was. It's confusing. Like,
yeah.
I'm confused. I don't even know how to feel.
Yeah, well, yeah. I've read a couple of very good things about this. Matt Zoller Zeitz in, I think it's New York Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Marvelous writer, marvelous essayist. He wrote that, you know, we put up with a lot of celebrities' bullshit from time to time.
Right.
Because we like their work. And but in this case... It's hard to excuse it because it is, I mean, and if you think about it, if you think the degrees of crime or, I mean, it's not even crime, it's just indecency
no.
and things like that.
Yeah.
Because it was so much a part of the act and he talked about it. He talked about masturbating
yeah.
and he talked about men attacking women and that. It makes it uncomfortable for us, the audience, to now ever watch him again.
Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, even when we were watching it, before we knew of the accusations, I'm sure there had to be a part of our common sense, that had to know that, you know, some of what he's talking about, there's truth to it, right? Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, he obviously...
That's where the best jokes come from.
Yeah, they came from his neuroses, from his worries, and now it turns out from things
right.
that he's done.
Right. And so, you know, it's like, while I'm shocked, I'm not completely shocked, because he's kind of led us down this path anyway, of
yeah.
seeing kind of who he is.
Yeah. And you mean, you watch some of the previous episodes of the Louis sitcom.
Yeah.
The Louis show. The one episode where he tries to make out with the Pamela Adlon
girl,
character.
I was thinking the exact same episode. And
yeah.
she was like, you can't even do this properly.
You can't even rape properly was the line, yeah.
Yeah, that was right, yeah. Yeah. And apparently he can't.
And then, there was another line, I guess they were sitting on the couch hanging out, And then he thinks that she fell asleep. And then...
Oh, right. And then he was, like, trying to touch her, wasn't he?
No. And then she says, I can't remember the line now, but it was like, I'm not really asleep. Don't try to touch yourself.
Right, right. See?
So, I mean, you know, there you go.
Wow. Okay.
But okay. The other thing that I read was in Variety. I forget the woman's name now. It was Sonia Satoraya.
Mm-hmm.
And she said something just really remarkable, because she was like us. She had written these reviews of Louis, calling him a genius, admiring, you know, the previous season of the Louis sitcom.
Right.
And she said, I'm stalling because I'm trying to find the line here, that she's had to revisit, obviously, her feelings about him after all of this. Well, I'll read the line, and this is the last couple of lines in her piece in Variety. I see a man who needs more therapy. I see a body of work that speaks uniquely to the uniquely human tension of trying to be better than you are and carrying the shame of existence like a yoke over your shoulders, which is essentially what Louis did in his act, right? I mean, all the things,
right,
that he worried about, sex, marriage, money, his kids. I mean, these were things that he was, you know, he talked about so that he could be better, you know, even using the N-word and things like that.
Right.
These were things that he was, you know, hoping, he was aspiring to overcome. And it just so happens that Louis's art was even more aspirational than I realized. So I thought it was a very strong piece, and people can look that up on Variety. Sonia Saraya is her name.
Sonia Saraya.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so she also points out in that piece that the apology wasn't even an apology, right?
No, I was reading something, and I'm looking back at it again right now, a piece from a magazine. I think I can't remember exactly what this magazine is called, but they basically just go over his apology and kind of point out some areas where I guess he could have done better.
Yeah, and I guess the argument to that is that because he's actually spoken to these women,
right,
reportedly spoken to them and apologized to them. And so the argument could be made that it's none of our business. No, I think the New York Times, the report in the New York Times confirmed that. So
yeah,
she went on television to confirm that he had actually reached out to them.
Not to read into it, though.
How so?
Well, into the apology, right?
Oh, the apology itself, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, he avoided the word apology.
Like, there's some, like, great wordsmithing going on there, right? It's just really interesting.
Yeah, well, as I said, the argument could be made that he apologized to these women personally, and he didn't need to even refer to that in the apology. He just needed to acknowledge that what he did was wrong. And what he did, what the stories were, they were true, and I think in that case the statement serves that purpose.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he's confirming, right?
Yeah.
Essentially, he's doing, I guess he feels as though he's doing his piece and just addressing the rumors, which are now not rumors,
yeah,
and are in fact,
yeah,
as he's confirmed. So it kind of kills that piece, and I guess he's trying to take a two-pronged approach to it, essentially, and it's like, I will admit to it, and also, it's kind of like an off-the-cuff apology, not really, but, you know, notice of acknowledgement. I don't know. It's just so confusing for me, and I can't. How am I ever going to watch him again? I don't think I can.
Yeah. And, well, another good piece is Marsha Lederman's in the Globe and Mail, where it addresses the Louis situation, but it also talks about Pamela Adlon and what a good show she has, Better Things. I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
That's on FX, and apparently FX has said, well, they've just renewed the show, but Louis will no longer be a part of it or make any money off of it.
Oh, God.
And she's a very talented comedian herself, and it's a marvelous piece in that she says, yeah, this is a show that we need to watch. And unfortunately, when a situation like Louis happens, or Kevin Spacey, or Bill Cosby, or this huge line of people now, that it affects not only them, but it affects the people around them, their loved ones especially.
Well, exactly. Their loved ones and the people that work with them and for them. I think, obviously, like most people initially, the first thing I thought of was, like, you know, Louis has two daughters that he speaks of all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I just, morally, how was he even able to do this, knowing that at some point his own daughters could be in the same situation? I don't know. To me, I think that's the most damning part for me, is that you have two daughters, and what if they were put in this situation? As a father, like, how would you feel? Are you even allowed to feel anything now that you've done this? I don't even know. The whole situation is just so unsettling for me. And it's like, you know, his work is one thing, and I think we all appreciated it. And to be honest, Louis hasn't come out with anything new lately, right? So we've been kind of without Louis stuff, and I think we can deal. But I don't know, just how do you move forward? Will he ever be able to make an appearance again? Will he be able to make a comeback from this?
Well, he said in the statement that he is not going to.
Well, yeah, he says in his statement that he's done. He's done. But just like that, I guess.
I think he understands the consequences of what he did and in the firestorm that's ensued from it.
So he knew that you wonder if all this time he just knew it was a matter of time before his...
Probably.
Yeah.
I mean, the cynical person would say, yeah, he knew that the jig was up.
The jig is up and his time was down
and
to come.
And you just continue until... you know,
I mean, until it happens.
Yeah, and I think when we mentioned it before, I think I might have thought that it was one or two people. I didn't know it was five or six people.
Yeah.
And that it was a pattern of behavior. And just to correct just something previous, I think a lot of this stuff happened maybe 10 years or so ago. So
when he was kind of first starting, It was 10 years ago, but he was still a person, and he acknowledges a person that was in power.
Yeah, and he may not have had children yet, and I think there might be a distinction.
Oh, no, he definitely
there.
Had children.
He did? Okay.
His kids are the same age as my children. So
oh, okay. Yeah.
14, 15. Even if he didn't, I don't care. You're still wrong.
Yeah.
It's so wrong.
Yeah.
And poor Louis... Poor his poor family will all have to suffer the consequences. I don't know. Was it really worth it, Louis? Like, Jesus.
Well,
could have got a picture. Yeah. Something.
So the other story that I think, and you and I have talked about this past week, is this woman named Julie Briskman. And she came to fame.
Pretty much a national hero.
In the last month or so? Was it the last month? The end of October, I guess.
Yeah, it was in October.
Yeah, so what happened, for people who don't know who she is, I guess she was riding her bike one day, and then the Trump motorcade was coming down the road, and she flips them off. and as a result, gets fired from the marketing company that she works for.
Which I think is just absurd.
So the reason that she said that she was fired was that there was a social media policy that she'd violated with her actions, and in our day and age, I mean, that makes sense, you know, because we know where we both work and
right.
But for some people, I think, you know, especially young people too, they think that what they do in their off time, when they're off shift,
Yeah, doesn't count.
But it does.
It very much does.
Yeah.
Right? Conduct outside of work is a big deal.
Yeah.
Now, this woman, I mean, I could totally understand. I mean, it may have just been a natural response for her. I'm wondering how the employer knew that was her from behind.
Yeah, because you don't see her picture, or you don't see her face. Yeah, but I guess she'd been outed as the person who flipped her off. I don't know if she did that herself or her friends.
she was that proud.
Yeah, I mean, some people would be proud to do that, right?
Some people would. Yeah,
but she obviously did, and she admitted that she was, and then I guess the company that she worked for decided that this was not
unacceptable
part of the message or the brand,
the image they want of them. I guess working in a marketing firm too, you're a bit more of a representative of the company, especially on your off time than some average Joe Blow maybe, right?
But I think and this goes back to something we've talked about before, is that from the people we know on Facebook I add everybody that adds me on Facebook and I follow a wide variety of people on Twitter. And I mean, if someone tweets something that's, worth looking at, other people retweet it. And so it'll end up on my feed.
Right.
A lot of people just don't realize that what they say on social media, sure, it's your Facebook page. I mean, I love it when people say that on Facebook because it's not really
my page.
It's Zuckerberg's.
It's actually not. Yeah. You're renting space here.
Yeah, they think that we've seen this happen time and time again, where someone freaks out online, mm-hmm. and then sooner or later, their employer fires them because they're not supposed to, even though it's their own time, etc.
Yep.
It reflects badly on that. And part of it is, the mob mentality, I guess, from, I'm sure Trump supporters probably told the company, hey, we may do business with you. And so if this is someone you employ, we get
rid of her.
Yeah. I mean, that may have happened in this case with Ms. Briskman.
Right.
But, it certainly has happened in other anecdotal cases that we all know, right?
Oh, yeah. It happens quite often. It happens in the common workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, people have to be very vigilant of what they posted online. And I was going to come with some case law, but I didn't want to bore people with that. Just know that there have been cases,
mm-hmm.
of people that have been terminated from their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Because of stuff they've posted on social media, examples such as like a teacher posting how much they hate children because they're germ carriers, right?
Mm-hmm.
That could be questionable. Speaking about, the horrible coworkers at work, or all your shopping you've done online while at work, those little things that you might think are funny at the time could end up being quite detrimental. I mean, for me, sometimes it takes a lot of self-control not to post.
Do you remember the case of, this was in Toronto, the woman who works for the City TV, she was doing a live report at a sports game.
And the guy that came behind her and screamed that rude,
yeah.
comment. Yes, I remember.
FHIRHP.
Yeah.
People can look that up and see what the comment was. He was fired. And it was a case, again, they showed the clip online.
Yeah.
And then people recognized him through his picture.
Yeah,
and
they did.
And then they look up his name. And then they find out who he is, really, because he was an engineer at Ontario.
Yeah, wasn't it horrible? He worked for Ontario Hydro.
Yeah, and then in Ontario they have a law, the Sunshine List, where if you make over $100,000, your name is published, and so he was one of those names.
Yeah.
But the story this week was, so he gets fired for that, obviously, disgusting comment.
Of course.
But there was a case where he was brought back. I saw that last week. And I guess Ontario Power had said, because he had made an apology to the reporter and a public apology in general, that they did they saw fit to bring him back.
Oh, that's unheard of.
Yeah.
So it's like they basically just made an example out of him, but that's completely unheard of. I mean, at the end of the day, Ontario, they know they're not going to lose business because of that, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a necessity, which is the unfortunate thing, but he deserved to lose his job, I think.
And he was embarrassed in the
he should be embarrassed. I think the bottom line is, if you, like, anybody over 18 who has a job, when you're out in public or when you're online, act like you have some decorum.
Yeah.
Like, just a little bit. When you're out in public, you should not be jumping behind a woman to scream a lewd comment on camera. Like, how old are you actually? The fact that he even got, I wouldn't even question the fact of what he said. I would have terminated just on the basis that he's acting like a child. I couldn't have somebody as an engineer. I mean, it's a pretty high level job he's doing there. I don't know. I'd question his maturity levels.
Well, you know, that I mean, there you go. I mean, he must have. There must be something in the law that said that he couldn't, or the grounds for his termination were incorrect. I mean, I'll really have to look up the story after we finish this because
Well, yeah. Now we're gonna have to look into that because, I mean,
it does make sense that the if the case can be made that he should not have been terminated or he sued or something like that and as a result was reinstated.
Geez Louise.
You know.
Well, I'm interested. I mean, even within the union, not very many times do you hear people being let go and then brought back.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But you know, he was in $100,000+ a year job. So
it must be an important job, right?
It must have been important. Yeah. And you know, there is, to be quite honest, there is a lack of engineers, especially in certain fields. So, who knows? There could be many reasons, but he's still a fool, yeah. And I'm still going to look it up.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Well, I'll talk to you next week.
Yes, we'll chat next week, and that'll be our 61st episode.
Yeah.
So it's all uphill from there. That's Two Peas in a Podcast for Monday, November 13th.
In Vancouver, I'm Joseph Planta.
And I'm Jackie Pierre. We'll be back next week.